Hey, Echo.
We want to ask you something.
Do you want to join us at the campfire?
Yeah, come have some fun with us.
You've been summoned to the campfire.
Come with us.
Don't make us drag you.
Sit down.
We saved you a seat right here.
So we brought you here because we needed someone to play a game with.
And we all agreed it should be you.
We know you're into feet, and we know about your stamina situation.
Don't deny it. We saw you squirming in your sleep.
You were dreaming about feet again, weren't you?
We've all caught you staring at our feet at some point.
We just want to tease you about it a little bit.
Yeah, it's all in good fun, right, girls?
Maybe not good fun, but it's definitely going to be fun.
You need to learn that you're never going to be with girls as hot as us.
It's just not your place in the world.
Yeah, our bodies are like totally out of your league.
Foot-addicted preemies like you shouldn't get tits or ass.
And they definitely shouldn't get any pussy.
No pussy. Ever. No tits. No blowjobs.
From now on, the only curves you're going to think about are the arches underneath a sexy pair of feet. Only toes and heels and foot sweat. Because, well, that's all you deserve.
The only thing a loser like you deserves is feet. So we're going to train you to pop prematurely for a hot girl's feet.
We want you to pop, but not yet. Not until we say, you need to learn, and we're going to train you.
You're going to ruin yourself for feet like ours, and it's going to be so fun to watch.
I can't wait to see the look on his face when he breaks.
Now sit down and shut up. Your training starts now. That's what I thought. So weak. I bet you can't wait to have your helpless little mind taken away. Undress yourself, but keep your boxers on.
Ugh, pathetic.
Loser!
No, we're not going to do it for you. Then we'd have to put our hands on you. Ugh. And we all know that would make you pop. It's all part of your training, all to help you truly appreciate your place beneath our perfect, pretty, pedicured feet. Look at our feet in the firelight. See how the flames flicker across our toes? The shadows wrapping around the curves of our pedicures. Watch my pointed foot sway from side to side, drawing a figure eight in your mind. All our feet are enveloping your mind. They're all you can see. The fire is warm, but our feet are hotter. So let them become your focus. You can even close your eyes and just imagine them. All eight perfect feet, with toes glinting in the firelight, painted in such lovely colors, like little candies. I bet you'd love to suck on them, but you don't get to. You get to listen. You don't even have to pay attention. Just listen. Listen to the soft, lilting sound of my voice, lulling you into surrender. Soft, sweet surrender. There's nothing else you need to do but focus on feet. And listen. Just listen. You can listen, can't you? You don't have to even hear. Just listen. Do you know the difference? Do you care? I suppose not. You're probably just too busy anticipating to really understand what I'm saying, what I'm doing, and the fire reflected in the shining varnish of our toenails is flickering so delightfully in its hypnotic rhythm, with a swaying warmth that you can feel building in your body. Warm and relaxed, focused on our feet, softly slipping into a state of surrender, where you don't want to do anything else. Just listen, just focus, just feed.
Good boy.
You don't need a single other thing. You don't want a single other thing. All you need is to feel the firelight building the warmth in your body, and the vision of our feet in this dim light, the shadows playing on them, dancing on them. It's captivating, enchanting. Can you see each pair? Can you move between them? See as I draw a figure eight with my dainty toes.
Yes.
You know I've danced my whole life. These feet are talented, practiced. These feet know just how to draw the attention of anyone who looks. And they have your attention, don't they? You can't resist them, not even a little. You can't tear yourself away. What a cute little foot slut you are. It's almost like you're in a trance. Like your mind is lost in the haze of arousal and relaxation. The opposing forces within you, one side wanting to rest in the firelight, the other needing to kiss and suck and taste and worship. And you don't know which side will win, but we do. We know just how to deal with a boy like you. All it takes is our feet taking a little bit of your attention. Mine taking it away already. Well, there's so much more to enjoy. Maybe Echo can distract you too, with her sensual voice and supple arches.
You're mine.
Or Nicole can wriggle her toes until they're all you can see. Maybe Avery can run her foot up your calf.
Oh, yes. Fuck
oh,
yes.
But you don't get to be touched, do you, foot slut? You want it, though. Your mind is in a haze of lust, and you can't think of anything else. Can you imagine it? Feet on your body, on your legs, running over your crotch, planted firmly on your chest, toes pushed into your mouth, a sole pressed over your nose. Which image excites you more? Which of us excites you more? Does it matter? And do you care? Or do you just want to drop to your knees and worship my perfect feet? But sweetie, it's not time for that. It may never be. Am I too cruel? Too harsh? Sorry, loser. Maybe one of the others will be kinder. Or she might just take you deeper.
Now, lie back. No, all the way. No touching. Good. Stay like that. Strip.
All of it.
We want to see your pathetic little preemie cock twitch in the firelight.
You're so exposed right now. Just like a good little slave should be.
Really? We're doing you a favor. You could never get girls as hot as us anyways.
Yeah, like, this is the closest you'd ever get to a hot girl anyway.
But you can perv on our feet.
Yeah. Hot girls' feet are everywhere. And now, they control you.
Look at how your cock is already jumping.
Ugh, pathetic.
It's totally pathetic, but just what a loser like you deserves. I want you to take your fingers, just two, and press them down at the base. No, we're not going to let you stroke like you normally do. I want you to press your two fingers into your cock. That's all you get. No stroking, just teasing. And trust me, that's all you'll need, preemie. We're going to train you to pop, just from our triggers, with less and less stimulation, until you don't need anything more than us telling you to throb. Anything other than a pop.
Every time you hear the pop of the gum, you clench. You can't help it. Look at your cock. Twitch when we say throb.
Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb. Throb.
Wow. I'll be honest. I didn't totally believe it when they said you liked feet this much.
Ew.
That's almost cute. I mean, it's not like I care what you're into. I just know that you aren't good enough for hot girls like us. It's better for you to perv on hot girls' feet. No one wants you staring at their tits anyways. I think it's hilarious how a loser like you could be into something so simple. I just, like, walk on these feet all day, hang out with my friends, shop, do whatever the fuck I want. They're just feet. Well, to me. But for you, they're everything. You'd be so sad if I put socks on. That's what makes this so funny. I just dangle my foot.
Throb.
Wiggle my toes.
I said throb.
Not even thinking about it. And your eyes stay fixed on my feet. Like, seriously, you're not even blinking. It's kind of pathetic. But I really enjoy this power I have over you. The ability to ruin you with my feet, and they don't even have to be clean. I get pedicures because I like to hang out with my friends and get pampered. And you act like it's the best thing in the world. You're so easy. I think your brain would break just watching me apply foot lotion before bed. Oh, you don't even care what I'm saying, do you, loser? I can say whatever I want to you. We can say and do whatever the fuck we want.
Pop.
Foot slut.
You're our foot bitch now. Your mind is gone now, sweetie. Totally gone. It's like you're barely a person anymore. And honestly, I'm kind of bored. Not that you're not funny to mess with, but I know what's coming next, and I really want to see you break completely. You'll see my pretty princess foot dangling in the back of your mind forever.
Your helpless mind is just begging to be taken.
Your eyes wide. Spinning like two spirals.
I can see the fire reflecting in your eyes. Melting you.
Changing you.
And I know you feel it. Let us take you.
Eyes down on our feet where they belong.
Good boy.
You hear our voices, our laughing. Our bubblegum.
Ha.
But you aren't allowed to look at legs or ass or tits tonight. Not until your fate is sealed.
Until our feet overwhelm and break your brain completely. Our feet, your only focus. Beautiful, perfect feet. And nothing else.
So desperate.
This is all you need. It's too hard to look up anyway, isn't it?
Your gaze just keeps dropping back down.
You can't resist the way the flames look dancing across our feet.
Throb.
Breathe it in. all of it.
Throb.
The more desperate you get, the deeper you fall. The more you lock into our scent. A tiny bit of lotion.
The warm salt rising from the skin beneath our arches.
The musk of girls who've been hanging out by the fire for hours. Waiting to take you and initiate you.
You'll never be the same after this. But really, we're just giving you exactly what you've always wanted.
Breathe it in deeply. Smells so good.
That's right. Just like that. Even deeper, loser.
Imagine your face is pressed into my gym sneakers. No one is watching, and you can sniff them like you've wanted to do so badly.
Go ahead. Huff them, foot slut.
Oh, yes.
Our pretty princess feet are getting even sweatier by the fire. The heat feels so good and makes them so nice and soft.
You love cute, soft princess feet, don't you? So perfect for pressing your face into them until you can't think straight.
Good boy. Good foot slut.
Imagine my feet and toes pressed up against your face. Wiggling toes and spreading so you can get deeper. So you can sniff more. Taste more salt and sweat. Open your mouth and let them in.
What a loser.
Give in to how much you want it.
How badly you need it.
Oh, yes.
Hot girls control you. And now, imagine my friends closing in around you. Trapping you between us. Their feet sliding in beside mine.
Fuck.
Soles rubbing over your chest. Toes wiggling into your nose. A foot sliding right into your little slut mouth.
Oh.
I really have your attention now.
We won't be satisfied until your face is completely covered with pretty, bratty feet, covering it completely, so all you can do is breathe in our scent.
Are you just seriously into this?
You're like obsessed. It's kind of cute in a loser way.
Keep leaking.
Stay there.
That's it.
We're not done with you yet. Not even close.
Look at that reaction. Just from a sound. Kind of wild how precisely trained your mind can become while the rest of you is so useless. I mean, it's not like we didn't already know you were a total loser. But now we can ruin you at any time we want with a pop.
Good boy.
You're close already. You definitely don't deserve real pussy.
What a loser.
Or anything else sex related, really. Or dating. This is it for you. Staring at feet. Always feet. Forever feet. We barely even notice you. We're over here talking and laughing. And your brain just accepts how right I am. How you feel more and more at home lying on our blanket, on the ground, like you belong there. Being helpless for hot girls' feet is a dream for you, babe. The kind you never wake up from. Nothing else comes close. You don't need pussy.
Pathetic.
Just feet. Our feet. It's better for everyone, really. We don't even have to care. You'll just crawl around like the pathetic little puppy you are, whimpering under our feet.
You're just
not
sad.
Wanting or expecting anything more. Your place is at our feet. You're not worth our full attention. Think about how humiliating that is. That's the most you could ever hope for from a girl like me, is maybe the heel of my foot pressing into your face. And even then, I'd barely be paying attention.
You're nothing.
Maybe I'll pass out bubble gum at the next social event and get all the girls to pop their gum.
Good boy.
I bet you'd make a mess in like 2 seconds. You'd probably thank us for it too, wouldn't you, foot slut? Begging to be invited back just so we can humiliate you all over again?
Pathetic.
No matter how normal being out of control becomes for you, we will never let you forget how fucking pathetic you are. How beneath women you are. Only a real loser gets off for feet.
Loser.
You're gonna be a special type of loser.
Loser.
One that only gets off for feet. That lives for feet. Pops for feet. Owned by feet. Forever. Completely fucking broken by feet. That's all you are now, preemie. Our broken little toy. You think I'd waste my fucking time if this wasn't permanent? No, babe. This is forever. This isn't some little phase you're going to grow out of. We're rewiring you. Your dumb little brain's gonna go all fuzzy. You'll feel the heat of this fire. You'll feel that incredible rush of excitement right to your broken, conditioned little cock. Even if you just had an accident a few minutes before, it will be impossible for you to stay soft. Just look at our feet. You've already forgotten what anything else looks like. All that's left is feet. God, I bet just that word will trigger you from now on. And we'll know that we did that to you. Come on, girls. Let's move in a little closer on our broken little toy. Aw, he wants to kiss our feet. Because you just love them, don't you, preemie? Our feet make you feel this way. Our feet make you this way. They smell so good. They make you want to rush right to the edge. Not yet, slut. Not until you're totally and completely ruined. You're going to let us continue fucking your mind. I might not even let you taste my sweat. You might only get to smell it tonight. You're lucky to see my toes this close, really. To breathe the air that's filled with our scent, the scent of our sexy feet will keep you down here forever. Like a broken, pussy-free little preemie.
No. Look at you. Squirming already.
Puck.
Just hearing that pop. Feeling those twitches like a pulse. It's made you so weak already, hasn't it? Every time you hear that gum pop, every time we say throb, it's like our feet are wrapped tighter around your mind, squeezing out everything else. No thoughts, no control, just feet. You're picturing it already, aren't you? Our toes curled, our souls arching, all shining in the firelight. Mine are so soft, so perfect, with that sparkling polish catching the flames. Nicole has those high arches you just can't stop staring at. Avalee's wiggling toes, teasing you with every move. And Kalia? No, her feet are so close. You can almost smell them. You're falling apart, aren't you? You're so lost in our feet, you don't even know what's happening anymore. You can't stop. You don't want to stop.
You can't recover from this.
And you know what's so sad? You're sitting there, all worked up. And all it takes is one little word. Throb.
Throb.
Or a sound. and your mind just melts. And the best part? You're going to train yourself to need this.
Totally ours.
Becoming nothing more than a needy, twitching mess, all because of our feet.
Slay.
Go on ahead. And tell yourself you're a foot slut. And tell yourself you're so weak for us.
Hot girls' feet control you now. We're your weakness, your addiction, your new sexual orientation is foot slut. And you love teasing yourself for them, don't you? For the part of a woman that steps in dirt. The part that a man, a normal man, wouldn't think twice about. But you can't stop thinking about feet, can you? Your mind is full of them. You're feeling so much pleasure for feet.
Pathetic.
You know we all have big, juicy tits, hot, tight asses, long, sexy legs, full, pouting lips. But you're playing with that thing for feet. God, you're such a loser. And I bet me saying that makes it feel even better. Do you know how pathetic that is? How absolutely mind-bogglingly stupid you are.
Yeah.
You're going to come for feet, and then you'll only ever come for feet forever. What a sorry, miserable life. While other people get to enjoy our perfect bodies, you grovel on the floor at our feet. You'd probably come just from being ignored, while I move my foot back and forth in front of you. My legs crossed, a pair of heels on my feet, and one foot moving back and forth, the toe flicking up and down sometimes, making you want to see it again. Anticipate it. But you don't know when it'll happen. You can't help but stare, can you? And when I let that shoe dangle from my foot, you can't look away. Your cock throbs and pulses with need. You want me to drop it so you can see what color my toes are.
Slut.
Oh, what do you imagine? Red? Blue? Black? Which is your favorite? What do you think you'd see if my shoe fell to the floor? Would you pick it up with your mouth and try to slide it back onto my foot? Or would you feel your body clench with pleasure at the sight of my soft skin? My smooth soles? Would you be ready to pop there and then? Or would you need a taste? A little more to really get you hooked? Because you're already a foot slut. You already throb at the sight of pretty feet.
Keep leaking.
You can really become obsessed if you keep going. There is a point of no return. And you may have already passed it. Maybe the moment you let yourself be drawn into the situation. Maybe you're already hooked on feet. Completely. Totally. And that's truly pathetic. You are a complete and utter loser. You know that? Only coming if you see feet? Who does that? Who wants that? No one normal. No one who's not an idiot. But you can't help yourself. You crave feet in your mouth, on your body. And you can only look. Imagine being denied even the part of a woman she doesn't care about showing. Nothing intimate, nothing private. Just feet. And you can't even have that. You must be a loser. A foot slut. Dedicated and devoted to coming whenever you see feet. Probably as soon as you see them. Those two fingers working so hard. Making you throb for feet.
Throb.
Every day making you weaker for them. making you pop quicker. You can't help yourself. Every time you hear this, you fall a little deeper under their spell. Our spell. Until nothing is left but need and desperate arousal and aching desire to come. To pop. For feet.
Pop.
To let go and give in and come for them. Your cock throbbing with arousal. So needy you could pop without even touching.
Pop.
But not yet. We're not done. You need to really learn your place. To be reminded of what you are. Foot slut. To be trained every single day. Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Yes, you are a good boy. Letting us talk down to you and train you like this. This is going to be your new daily ritual. One that you're not going to skip. Ever. You're going to train for our feet. You're already ruined. But you'll come back because you're addicted. You'll crave this night forever. Every warm summer night. Every crackle of a fire. And every wiggle of a pedicured toe will make you crave this. Being surrounded by our feet. Pinned down under all of us. You can feel them everywhere, can't you? My soul's pressing into your face. Avalie's toes curled up against your lips.
So weak.
Kalia's arches brushing your cheeks. An echo's heel nudging under your chin.
Good boy.
Rub your feet all over his face. Every inch and every little angle.
Near mine.
We've closed in so tightly you can't even tell whose foot is whose anymore.
So
it's just arches and toes. Soft skin. Your whole world. Don't be afraid to press into his face, girls. Rub your feet all over his face. Oh my god, he's twitching so hard. Leaking like a good little bitch. No, you could never handle an actual foot job from me. You'd have to serve me all summer before I would even consider touching you down there.
You're so done.
You've been captured, corrupted, and enslaved by hot girls' feet. Face covered in sweat. Mind blank. And so fucking deep. It's all so clear now, huh, Preemie? This is exactly where you belong. Bratty, sexy bitches like us are going to control you with just our toes. Just by whispering the word feet.
You're like so
just
easy.
By popping our pink bubblegum.
Oh, yeah.
And your cock will throb before you even realize what's happening. You might even hear girls laughing at you before you realize you made a mess in your pants. It's impossible for you to get turned on the same way ever again. Your cock will reject anything else. Any porn that isn't foot fetish or femdom humiliation will turn you off. You'll get sad, and you'll miss this treatment. You know you want this.
Good boy.
You smell just like the bottom of our feet now. You can't hold it. It's like an orgy of feet. You're so lost in this humiliating pleasure. This is your truth, foot slut. You will forever feel the need to bow at our feet. To show your devotion by blowing in seconds. Because that's your sex life now. Nothing is hotter than being ruined under hot girls' feet, just like you are right now.
Take your fingers off, loser. We've already spoiled you too much.
And we haven't made you suffer enough.
You've been so close this whole time, haven't you? Ready to come from just two fingers? Well, that's not good enough.
You need to learn to pop hands-free. That's how you know you're ruined. That's when we know you're truly broken.
Because once we can do that,
we can trigger you whenever we want.
With just the sight of a foot.
Just a word.
Just a pop.
Now come for us like a good foot slut.
Oh my God.
Good night, loser.
Good night, loser.
Good night, loser.